This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Yo-Yo Ma is going to stop by today to give us a cello lesson, and we'll hear about a punk band who's trying musical theater. But first, Boston. This week, Ben Affleck makes his debut as a director with a film called Gone Baby Gone. The movie is set in a rough-and-tumble Irish neighborhood in Boston, pretty much the same locale as Clint Eastwood's Mystic River and Martin Scorsese's The Departed. A sequel to The Departed is already in the works, and Studio 360's Eric Molinsky has been keeping his eye on this bumper crop of Boston movies. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Kurt.
So why are you such a Boston movie buff?
Well, I grew up in the Boston area, and, you know, as a kid, I was kind of obsessed with anything that took place in Boston, and pretty much nothing was even remotely accurate until Good Will Hunting.
But you, is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own idea just to impress some girls, embarrass my friend?
And I remember the first time I saw that, thinking, oh, my God, somebody's taken notice, you know, of the city and the incredible sort of tensions that are within the city.
One, don't do that. And two, you dropped 150 grand on a f***ing education you could have got for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Where you grew up in the suburbs outside Boston was not exactly the get-your-face-punched-in, hard-drinking world of a lot of these movies.
No, it's not. I've always told people I'm from Boston because I love Boston, but I mean, and I always wished I actually was from the city, but I was, you know, of course, from the suburbs. But my family's been there for, you know, like 150 years, and my mom's side of the family have very thick Boston accents. They're from Quincy.
And Boston accents, for people who didn't grow up in Boston, are almost impossible to do. Right.
Yes. Yes, they definitely are.
I mean, like in The Departed. I mean, there's some okay ones, but there are a lot of really not quite there ones.
I don't know why it's so hard, but I mean, it's as a local. I mean, when you hear somebody get it wrong, it's just like, you know, nails on a blackboard, although some people seem to think the Boston accent alone is nails on a blackboard. I kind of like it. I mean, again, you know, I'm used to it. I grew up with it. But, you know, we actually talked to a bunch of people in Boston and we asked them what they thought were some of the worst Boston accent movies. And, of course, we got some clips of some of the worst ones as well.
Hi. Boy. He's here. Answer the door.
And then we get to choose who we let into our weird little worlds.
The Boston accents. I don't think they're real. I think they're phony.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio. Real bad.
Call this number on a dead guy's phone. Who are you?
The Good Will Hunting guys got it wrong, too. They're from Cambridge.
Thanks a lot. Yes, I have the floor now.
If you're a real Bostonian, you can pick that right out. Those guys, you know, they tweak their...
Just ham it out of his gourd. Just brat.
Their Cambridge accents sound like they're from Boston, but they're not from Boston. They're Cambridge.
We got him out of the car, trying to make them walk the line. He gets out of the car.
It's not only about dropping your R's. It's about putting your R's where they don't belong. I had a good idea, but then I drank too much beer.
Dennis Lehane writes novels set in Boston, including Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone.
People in Boston cannot hear how bad their accents actually are. And so, I mean, I would have people say, I thought like Matt Damon, I thought he was just going a little hard on that accent, you know?
Lehane thinks that Matt Damon gets it right, but not just the accent. Damon's a local. He gets the attitude.
There was just these little tiny things he did that showed exactly the size of the chip on this guy's shoulder and the fear he had that he would be found out as somebody who didn't belong in the party. So there's a scene in a French restaurant where he's with the girlfriend, he's trying to impress her, and he says, I just can't believe they didn't have duck l'orange.
Yeah, they got this, but they don't get duck l'orange.
Was your meal okay?
Yeah, no, the lobster was good. I just, you know, because it was a French restaurant. Yeah. Surprised.
I did have a moment a couple of years ago, a very Matt Damon-esque moment, where a guy said, well, can you afford this? And I said, I made X number of dollars last year. How much you make? And walked off the lot. You know, and that's just something that never goes away because you were talked down to so many times. Just if you said you were from Dorchester, people immediately, they took a little step back and there's a little flicker in their eyes.
It seems like every Boston movie ends up being about class. There are some Harvard movies like Legally Blonde, but for the most part, Hollywood likes to set Boston movies in the working-class Irish Catholic neighborhood of South Boston. Here's Ty Burr, a film critic for the Boston Globe.
In a sense, it's the most defining closed community of Boston, made up of people who didn't found the city and were treated pretty poorly when they did get here and pretty much closed down the door, and they don't let strangers in. Their business is their business, and those secrets make for good drama.
That's why Dennis Lehane created the character of Patrick Kenzie. Kenzie's a private investigator who gets hired by locals because he understands the neighborhoods. But his allegiance to his clan costs him a lot. Casey Affleck plays him in the movie version of Gone Baby Gone.
That's what he told you?
That's it.
Nothing else?
Yeah, he said that he wanted you two off his lawn.
I thought you said you knew this guy. Half the guys he knows are degenerates.
Yeah, you know what the other half are?
What?
Cops. Don't hold it against me.
No. No. I won't hold it against you.
Hollywood has other reasons for picking Boston. In 2005, the state of Massachusetts created tax credits that are luring film work away from Canada. With the Canadian dollar so strong, you can expect to see a lot of pretty postcard pictures of downtown Boston in the coming years. Also, a movie like Mystic River or The Departed can update the crime genre and explore issues of class without really touching more controversial issues of race. A white actor who might normally get cast as a yuppie in love or a superhero can get the chance to play a modern-day Bogart or Cagney. But race still comes up.
That opening montage in The Departed, where they touch on the history and they have images of the busing riots, and that had my heart going because I was convinced, oh my God, we're going to go someplace in a Boston movie that we've never been taken before and that we desperately need to go.
But now, I don't know, it's a funny thing. It put hate in your heart.
The Knights of Columbus were real headbreakers, true guineas.
And then it went away and the movie, you know, settled down into Southie and Dorchester and became, you know, the crime thriller that it was.
The white neighborhoods fought school desegregation bitterly in the courts and on the streets. The busing crisis left a huge psychological scar across the city. Ty Burr thinks it would make a great movie, but he's not holding his breath.
I think a lot of people in Boston don't want it to be addressed in a Boston movie, or it'll be awfully painful to confront. But that's drama.
Well, I think what it did was it influenced me heavily as a writer because what I saw was I saw oversimplification going on everywhere. And so you have this thing and you couldn't discuss it without then somebody being very quickly able to step up and say, well, you're just a racist. Are you defending racism? And you say, no, good Lord, no, I'm not. But please don't live across the river in a $2 million home in Cambridge and tell me what life is like in South Boston.
Gentrification is changing neighborhoods like Southie, just when Boston's gritty authenticity is being immortalized on film. Dennis Lehane feels an extra responsibility to capture what he sees and what he hears.
There's a lot of bad here, but then there's also something really wonderful about a place where you speak in a certain shorthand, where everybody does know who you are, where everybody's funny. I think, and that's where people say, hey, you know, you're getting it. You're not coming in as a tourist. You're not pointing fingers. And when you do sort of say that this is some of the dirty laundry, you're also saying, but hey, look how nice it looks sometimes when it's strung across the lines between two tenements.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
If there's a movie that gets your city totally right on or completely wrong, tell us about it at studio360.org.